on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit apsamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. APSA.
The headlines. South Africa's Constitutional Court rejects Edgar Lungu family appeal over repatriation ruling. Government said to establish oversight mechanism for open access electricity system. And in global news, Botswana declares national public health emergency. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Constitutional Court of South Africa has refused a direct appeal by the Lungu family challenging a Pretoria High Court ruling that ordered the repatriation of former President Edgar Lungu's remains for burial in Zambia, an order signed by Acting Registrar Dunisani Matiba on behalf of a full bench declined the family's application for leave to appeal directly to the Constitutional Court, finding that the applicants had not shown sufficient grounds for extraordinary direct access. The Lungu family had sought to set aside the Pretoria High Court decision and applied for leave to appeal on 8 August 2025. The matter was previously postponed to 18 August 2025 to allow ongoing discussions between the family and the Zambian government, after which the family pursued agent direct access to the Constitutional Court. In its ruling today, the Constitutional Court ruled that there were no exceptional circumstances warranting bypass of the ordinary appellate route, leaving the Pretoria High Court order in place for the time being. The Pretoria High Court judgment remains effective unless the family pursues the standard appeal process, meaning the matter has been retained to the Pretoria High Court, where it stands adjourned sine die pending any further action through the normal appellate channels. TikToker Francis Kapwepwe, popularly known as Wime, has pleaded not guilty on two charges of hate speech and expressing or showing hatred, ridicule or contempt for persons because of race, tribe, place or origin or color, contrary to Section 70, Subsection 1 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87. When the matter came up this morning for plea before Lusaka Magistrate Andrew Mongala, State Prosecutor Mukuma Chipawa informed the court that Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Piri had issued consent to commence proceedings in the matter. The accused faces counts of hate speech and expressing or showing hatred, ridicule or contempt for persons because of race, tribe, place or origin or color. Allegations are that on March 31, 2025, Kapwepwe used his TikTok page to post material insulting the Tonga-speaking people and criticizing a local leader's response to population movements in Kaputa. Further charges relate to a post of April 3, 2025, in which he is alleged to have attacked traditions in Southern Province and proposed separation and renaming of the province, and the third charge refers to a post of April 8, 2025, which the state says demeaned people of Southern Province. After taking plea, Kapwepwe's lawyer, Jonas Zimba, applied for bail pending trial under Section 133, Subsection 1 of the Criminal Procedure Code, arguing that the offences are bailable, that the accused has a fixed place of residence and is willing to meet any conditions the court may impose. However, State Prosecutor Mukuma Chipawa indicated that the state would respond by filing submissions, and the magistrate ordered both parties to file affidavit evidence to allow full consideration of the bail application. The court directed the prosecution to file its affidavit tomorrow, and allowed the defense to reply on Friday. Magistrate Mongala has also set September 4 for a ruling on the bail application and September 4th and 5th for commencement of trial. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says government will soon establish a dedicated monitoring framework to oversee the implementation of the Electricity Open Access Framework. Speaking during a stakeholder consultative meeting on electricity open access in Lusaka today, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone said the monitoring framework will be critical in identifying and addressing implementation challenges while ensuring the initiative remains transparent, fair, and responsive to stakeholder needs. He said government's proposed monitoring framework would also help maintain consistent policy support and reinforce investor confidence. Mr. Sichone has emphasized that the open access framework does not dismantle existing arrangements, but instead creates room for new market participants to access available spare capacity on a non-discriminatory basis. He has since urged stakeholders at the meeting to review and comment on several key documents, including system operation guidelines, participation agreements, and balancing agreements before they are finalized, as the final versions of these documents will be published on the ERB website by August 31, 2025.
So we expect that documents such as the system operation guidelines, participation agreements, balancing agreement, other documents will receive your input so that these documents can be finalized and published by the Energy Regulation Board by the 31st of August this month. I do recognize that there is a lot of work to be done, but I think we don't have a choice but to indeed set ourselves out to be able to ensure that that particular deadline is met without fail.
At the same event, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity Arnold Smuaba, represented by Assistant Director Michael Mulasekwanda, has reiterated that the open access is designed not only to facilitate private sector participation, but also to propel the country towards a more electricity secure future.
The government of the Republic of Zambia in 2019 facilitated the introduction of the open access regime by enacting the Electricity Act number 11 of 2019 and the Energy Regulation Act number 4 of 2019. This enactment entailed opening up the electricity transmission and distribution network to the country, ensuring non-discriminatory access to all participants.
A mining endeavor held in Lufuanyama district on the Copper Belt has sparked renewed calls for environmental justice and greater community empowerment in the face of expanding mining activities. The endeavor, hosted by Caritas Zambia Transparency International Zambia and the Center for Environmental Justice with support from Action Aid and the Carter Center Foundation, under the theme Mining with the People, for the People, Reclaiming Local Benefits in Lufuanyama, and brought together mining companies, communities, civil society and government agencies. Speaking during the event, Caritas Zambia Head of Programs Edmond Kangamunazi says the Indaba aims to create dialogue and review practical recommendations to ensure mining benefits trickle down to the local people. And Center for Environmental Justice Sharissa Project Manager Daliso Mvula has highlighted the plight of women in mining affected areas, citing water pollution in the Kafue River, loss of aquatic life and livestock deaths worsened by gender-based violence and women's exclusion from community leadership.
The communities are currently living in fear of not knowing what will happen to them in the long term. I'm pretty sure we can relate to the incident with the lead poisoning in Kawe by the mines. People are still feeling the weight of its impact. up to date. So we remain with the question, how do we go forward